announce today that this is what we are doing. This issue of HST is a provincial issue. They will tell us that it's a federal issue, but it is a provincial issue, and it is their responsibility to deal with it. So let's let them know that we're not going to let them do that to us. I have some speakers for you. Chief Ryan LaFour.
No HST! First of all, I bring greetings from my territory, the Mississaugas of New Credit, and I welcome all the citizens from the four directions here to our traditional territory to stand up for our work. We're now at a threshold in our life as First Nations people to let the government know that we are no longer tolerating the injustices that they've imposed on us for years. We draw the line in the sand today to let them know that we are not tolerating the infringements on our treaty rights any longer. So, I say to you, and from the citizens of the Mississaugas of New Credit, no HST! Come up and say a few words. Thank you.
No HST! I've heard from many of the leaders over the last couple of days, I've heard from our citizens, say, no HST!
No HST!
And our leadership and our citizens have said, enough is enough. As our leaders have said, the line has been drawn in the sand, and that we will fight this imposition of this tax every day till we see it gone, and the immunity, the tax immunity that we have as First Nations people is what we fight for. No HST!
No HST!
Thank you. I see the signs and I'm with Andrea Horvath. I hope this is not a Tiger Woods thing. So. Anyways, Andrea Horvath is going to speak to us this afternoon.
Migwich, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Ontario Regional Chief Toulouse and the Chiefs of Ontario, for bringing your people to the steps of Queen's Park to tell the government of Ontario that you have treaty and Aboriginal rights that cannot be ignored. I'm here with my caucus colleagues that were able to come and join us today in solidarity. We have Gilles Bisson, the MPP from Timmins-James Bay. Hamilton East Stoney Creek. Yeah. We have Charles Gillina, the member for Nickel Belt Riding. Yeah. And Ray DeNovo, the MPP for Parkdale High Park. Yeah. And we know that in spirit we have our federal leader, Jack Layton, with us today. And I have a little bit of bad news because he emailed me just before I got to the microphone to let me know that the federal legislature, Liberals, Conservatives, and Bloc Québécois have voted in favor of non-harmonization. New Democrats stood proudly opposed in the federal House as well. And I want to share with the First Nations people who have come here today that there are others in solidarity with us in this fight, including an organization called ACORN, including CAW retirees, including the Ontario Real Estate Association, condo owners, small business owners, as I already mentioned, the federal NDP, and all kinds of other friends from around the province who are opposed to this tax. Christmas Tree Association, okay? Condo owners, I've already said. Auto workers, of course, many of them are here as well. Police Pensioner Association, municipal retirees, all kinds of Ontarians are with you against this tax. Maybe for a different reason, but it all means solidarity. And this is a chance for us to stand shoulder to shoulder together and tell this provincial government that they are doing the wrong thing. They're doing the wrong thing to Ontarians and the wrong thing to the First Nations of this province. Apparently we have some steelworkers in the crowd as well, and I'm glad that they've joined us. Do you know what's happened here? What's happened here is Stephen Harper and Dalton McGuinty have decided to spring an unfair tax grab on Ontario, and they forgot about one thing. They sorted out all of the details in the back rooms. They had bankers lined up to sing the praises of this tax. But who did they forget about?
They
forgot about you. That's who they forgot about. They forgot about First Nations and your treaty rights. They forgot about seniors who are now forced to pay more on everything. And they forgot about small businesses in this province who are struggling just to get by. But you know, this rally is here because First Nations came, and they have a lot of things to say to this government. This government has talked a lot about forging new relationships with the First Nations of Ontario. But behind closed doors, they're making deals. They're making deals with the provincial, with the federal Harper government. Deals that are taking place without the most fundamental thing, which is your right to consultation on anything that affects your treaty rights. And so this government can say anything it wants about it forging a new relationship. They can talk as much as they want, but it's their actions that speak much louder than their words, and their actions are shameful in this regard. So I know there are others that need to speak today, particularly your leadership, and so I now I'm going to get away from the microphone, but say thank you so much for being here, and know for sure that New Democrats are in solidarity with you on the harmonized sales tax and on anything that negatively affects your right to consultation and that abrogates the government of Ontario's responsibility to have government-to-government conversations with your leadership. Thank you all for being here. Miigwech.
All right, thank you very much, Andrea Horvath. I was just reminded, you know, we have had great leaders in the past. We looked at Tecumseh, we looked at people all over the place, Geronimo, everybody who stood for this land. And so we call upon our ancestors to help us to be able to fight this battle. I'm looking for Grand Chief Stan Beardy to say a few words.
Watch here, Stan Beardy to the cast. So what's going to be Goji, Grand Chief of Shanabaski Nation?
Yeah.
I support that we have to fight against HST. I'm from the far north, along the coast of Hudson Bay, James Bay. My territory covers two-thirds of Ontario. Ontario government and the federal government have been stealing our lands, our children. Now they want to impose an unfair tax on us. And as long as we tolerate the situation, it will continue. I think we need to mobilize our people. We have to mobilize our people across Ontario to make sure that our people are aware of their rights and that we must stop this tax. It's going to have a heavy burden on my people in the far north. We're already struggling just to meet the basic needs of our people. So I'm calling on everybody in Ontario, all the First Nations people and other groups to work with us to stop this.
Today we heard a leader say that no negotiations. That means that they don't want a rebate
they
system.
Want
this amenity to HST. Grand Chief Phillips.
No HST! No HST! No HST! I don't care what political party you come from. I don't care who you represent here. There's fundamental rights in this country, and let's talk about dialogue. We can't let governments force things on us. Ladies and gentlemen, all stripes, all colors, we need to let this government know right now that we're done. No more. No more. HST is the line. No more HST. No more imposition of foreign policy without talking to it. That's what we're talking about. Foreign policy, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about independent nations. I come from an association that has 8 independent nations. That's the respect that they want. That's what they're talking about. I'm here to tell the provincial government that you talk to the people about this. You talk to everybody about this because we're not going away this time. We're not going to let our people suffer because a provincial government thinks that they should give more money to corporations because provincial government thinks they should give more tax breaks to other people that have already got money.
That's
this
right.
is not going to help the people. It's not going to help the people.
No HST.
No. No.
Ever. Patrick Madavi, Grand Chief.
Well, Joel, we don't say this is a cost.
Not ever!
Cut it down, Chief.
Well, Joel, we don't say this is a cost. Patrick Madavi, Grand Council Chief of the Anishinaabeg Nation. What we're seeing here in this country is more oppression of our people. You know, when Canada is one of the only signatures, non-signatures to the Declaration of Indigenous Rights around the world, people, that gives you an example. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when they started taking our kids to the residential schools in the 60s scoop, we should have drew our line in the sand. When they started cutting back the education of our children, to this day, we should have drawn our line in the sand. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when they started taking our kids to the residential schools in the 60s scoop, we should have drawn our line in the sand. When they started cutting back the education of our children, to this day, we should have drawn our line in the sand. When they make our people live in deplorable housing and there's backlogs of housing in our communities, we should have drew our line in the sand. There are many, many issues where we should have drew our line in the sand. This is the one, folks. And I'm calling on all of our people right across all of our territories to wake up. This is the issue, folks, that we've got to stop this. We are being forced and subjugated to municipalization of our communities, a direct violation of our Aboriginal and treaty rights. And if we allow this to happen, we might as well fold up our...
We can't even go home. They're taking our land on us.
So, it's a shame. So I'm calling on all of our citizens to mobilize and show over the next several weeks and months that we're not going to take this anymore. I'm also calling on also citizens of this whole province and across the country, who you're also getting nailed with this unfair tax, to make it well clearly known to the government that you're not going to take this anymore as well. No HST!
No HST! To our people, to our peoples in our communities, remind them, let them know, do not pay the HST. We already have businesses out there who are already telling our people that they cannot have the exemption,
That's
the immunity
right.
at this stage already. Do not let them do that to you. Do not pay the tax.
My message this afternoon to the provincial government, to Harper's government, is this: that our First Nations have paid all of the taxes necessary to run this government or this country through the resources that we shared with you, and we get no benefit from them. The community that I represent, Walpole Island First Nation, Kedronon Territory, unceded territory, because there is no treaty affecting the homeland that I come from. We are sovereign in that sense, but we share other territories with visitors, and all of those resources have been taken from us. Walpole Island is considered as a progressive First Nation in Ontario, but I am faced with over 500 families that are on Ontario Works because there's no jobs. There's no resources for them to develop to be able to have the kind of life that most Canadians enjoy. I want to say this. As First Nations people, our entire lives are politicized from the day of our birth to the day of our death. And we say no more because we did not, in any treaty, give that right to any other government. That is ours, and we are not going to take it any longer. I want to say to you that support the Liberal government, that voted for them, that we, as chiefs of the political confederacy, met in June 1st, and the Minister of Finance or Revenue, Mr. Duncan, stated to us, without any coercion from us, three times, that exemption at the point of sale is an Aboriginal and treaty right. Yes! This government with lip service has said they stand with us, but to date they have not in action. Words and actions must be tied together, linked together, in order for integrity to be in this government. I call upon them to do that. I want to say to Mr. Flaherty, in a letter that he sent to the ministers here in Ontario. He stated this, that First Nations can have tax exemption on the reserve. I say that that is an apartheid statement. Because my rights as Anishinaabeg is not limited to a location. It is something inherent to me because I was born into the Anishinaabeg Nation. And our people signed treaties with the government, and it's time for the government to honor those treaties. And I say to Mr. Harper and the governments that are supporting this HST, if you're not going to honor our rights, build some ships and go back to where you came from. No HST.